This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It is time now to check your voicemail, Steve, at 877-29-STEVE. Call and leave us a message. You might just hear your call on the air. You ready, Mr. Harvey?
Sure am.
All right, let's go. This is from Miss Bonnie in Charlotte.
Good morning, Steve. I just want to say thank you for letting us borrow nephew Tommy this weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. He did a wonderful job. I didn't know what to expect, but he did a terrific job and want him to come back there. So, again, thanks for letting us borrow nephew Tommy. Have a good day.
Well, Miss Bonnie, part of the reason why you're saying you didn't know what to expect is because of the ignorance that spewed out of his mouth on the radio. And after you spend your money live, you're not really sure if that ignorance translates, but he has masterfully learned how to translate his radio ignorance into stage ignorance, which is where he started it at anyway. So you're welcome, Miss Bonnie. You can have many times. Just call and ask for it.
That's a nice compliment, Uncle Steve.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. All right. This is from a man, Steve, who left a message about Neo's polyamorous relationship.
Hey, Steve. This is the answer to your question. What is it in for those women, Neo's girlfriends? Well, it ain't his looks. It's his money. Those some beautiful women. You think they're giving up the and putting up with each other, having sex with one man for free? No, sir. It's his money. He's paying those girls, man. Trust me, bro. I'm a sugar daddy, and I got two street women that I'm paying. Ain't no women giving up no to no celebrity for free. And he's not even all that good looking. I just want to put that out there.
Well,
I'm good.
I don't know where to start.
Yeah, at the beginning.
So much come back.
You think he was really a sugar daddy?
Yeah.
I don't know how much y'all think Neo make. I'm sure the brother's doing well.
We got some hit.
But you ain't doing four women well, though.
You got a lot of
four women too.
You're not doing four women well. Listen.
At one time, huh?
No. It's hard enough building a life with one woman.
Thank you.
To have something. You know, that if it is money, whatever it is, look, Neo tired of people knocking it, but once you put it out there publicly, and now you're talking about we adding a fourth and all this here, then you open yourself to public scrutiny. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, as a father.
Whose daughters?
With daughters.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What does this say about you? Look, I don't care what term you want to attach to it.
Polyamorous,
happy living, freedom of choice, whatever you want to call it. You pick a pronoun, put on it, whatever you want to put on it. What does this do for you in the long run? What's going to happen to you when you decide, you know what? I don't want to be third. I don't want to be second. I want to be number one. Well, what's going to happen to you when you decide you want to have a family? When you get tired of fooling around with this ignorant mess right here? What? See, because here's what you don't understand is you can't make a series of bad decisions and expect there to be, no consequences in the long run. So, young ladies, I got whatever y'all want to do with Neo. That's fine. That's your business. But when you do change your mind and you get ready to correct it, you do know you have to pay for that. Mm-hmm. There's a penalty phase from behind every decision you make. Trust me. I know.
Wow.
I sure wanted you to get to that sugar daddy part, though.
His voice didn't really say sugar daddy. He don't sound like that.
Should have been smoother than that sexier than that.
What? Look, Steve, look, listen. It ain't no celebrity getting no doop for no money. It's money, man. I know I'm a sugar daddy. I got two street women.
Oh, right there.
What?
Boy.
I don't know what that means.
Are you a sugar daddy? A pimp? What?
Yeah. What are we talking about here? All right. Thank you, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.